We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'd be remiss if we didn't start with the very serious news of what has taken place in the last 24 hours. We had terrible storms last night, the remnants of Hurricane Michael, which turned into a tropical storm. And normally that just brings with it, you know, heavy rain and maybe a little bit of wind. When we were talking about this 48 hours ago, that's what we were expecting. By the time we went off the air yesterday, you remember Andrew Frieden joined us and said that he was expecting the chance of tornadoes in the area. I'm not sure that we actually saw tornadoes, but we sure did see some really, really heavy wind and a lot of flooding overnight. So I want to update you the latest numbers. I think Andy mentioned that the newscast, we have now confirmed five people were killed in the last, 18 hours, remnants of the storm. Correct me if I'm wrong, Trey, is it three or four of those individuals drowned because of flash flooding?
Four of the five.
Four people drowned. We still are getting the names and the particulars of the situations, but you know that's the danger of this flash flooding. You really don't see it coming. You're driving across the street, and the next thing you know, a creek will rise, and your car is being moved, right off the road. And if the water keeps rising and you attempt to get out of the vehicle, that's when these deaths occur from drowning. And then we had the terrible news that a firefighter in Hanover County was killed last night as he attempted to assist some individuals who were in distress on the interstate. And an 18-wheeler struck the fire rig that was there doing that work and wound up killing one of the firefighters in Hanover. So more details about these deaths are coming to light here this morning. Bad news overnight. It does appear that the storm is completely gone and everybody is in the process of clearing the debris that was in the highways and on the back roads this morning. But those details have just arrived in the last couple of hours as our program has unfolded. Now, the other thing that a lot of people have got to be concerned about is the total number of households in Central Virginia without power this morning. So we want to check on that. Trey, you've got your introduction for the Dominion Power outages. Yeah, okay. We were at 144,000 when we went on the air at 5:30 this morning. We dropped to 136. The last we checked, we were back up to 137,000 customers without power. What is it now, Trey?
We are down to 130,966.
Okay, so those crews are out there, you know, making a dent in it. And, by the end of the workday, we should be close to zero with any luck. You never know until you really survey which lines are down. Is it, 1,000 little lines, or if they can get one big line back up, will a whole bunch of those houses go back on the grid? That's the challenge when you have one of these storms. But we will keep you up to date on the closings and delays for businesses as everything gets started here on this Friday. I don't think we'll see a lot of disruption of activities for the weekend, but stay with us here on News Radio WRVA. We'll bring you the latest on the power outages and those closings and delays. And of course, you can always get the latest information on our website at WRVA.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.